Thank you for calling customer service. My name is JT. How may I help you today?
Yes, JT. My name is Doris Lanston, and I got an email saying that I had won a vacuum cleaner or go through this survey and I will win something. And I picked the vacuum cleaner, and I said all I had to pay was shipping for $4.95. I gave you my bank information, and you debit my card for $39.85.
Well, may I have your zip code so I can see what you were charged for, ma'am?
Zip code is 37416.
Thank you, miss.
Mm-hmm.
And you said your name was Doris Lanston?
Yes.
All right. Give me one brief moment while I search for your account, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, I have found an account with that name. I've opened up that account now. To get through the security bypass, can you verify the billing address that we have on file for this account, ma'am?
7827 Rosemary Circle, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37416.
Thank you for verifying your account with us, ma'am. I do see here, on the 31st of May, I do see where you paid that $39.85 for the meal plan. I have no idea why it's coming up as a Dyson vacuum. That $39.85 is for a meal plan that when you purchase it, an email is sent to you, and that email contains the app, which you would download on your phone, because the meal plan itself has, you know, recipe guides for eating better and things of that nature. It also has healthy daily food info and has journals so you can journal your lifestyle and your food intake.
Well, that's not what I had a survey. And
right.
I can pick this survey, I can pick several choices. My choice was the Dyson V7 Motorhead vacuum cleaner. For all I had to pay was $4.95. And then
right.
When I got to the end and it's going to charge my account $39.85. And I tried to send you an email back disputing that, and it won't go through. And he's saying the email was rejected.
Well, because you can't send emails to cancel orders or things like that. You have to actually call in. But I can give you a 50% discount if you wanted to keep it and try it out.
No, I'd rather have the vacuum cleaner for $4.95. If I can't, I'd rather have the $39.85 reverse. Now, I'm doing what my bank told me to do first. Contact the number and the company that did my account. And I'm doing the courtesy of contacting you first.
I understand, ma'am. I have no idea why it was coming up as a vacuum. It shouldn't have been coming up as a vacuum.
Now, I don't even see a meal plan on the list of choices. So this was just a scam to get to this point, seems like. You got a like a high-tech wireless ear pod is one of the options. Keto advanced weight loss system. I mean, going on down the list. And then the one that I chose was the Dyson V7 motor head vacuum, cordless vacuum.
Ma'am, did you actually read? Wait a minute. Hold on. You may have to read terms and conditions because it's probably showing a vacuum right there. But in the terms and conditions, it's probably saying you're not winning this vacuum because it's not our company. We're a third-party call center. So we're basically the middle. That's not our company that's charging you. We're a third-party call center that you called. We're the ones that help with their customer service. We do over 100 different online vendors. And
the number, the bank gave me this number associated with that came out of my bank.
Right. This is the correct number because you did get that meal plan. And since you didn't want that, I can see what I can do.
Now, I copied all the papers from that, and I don't see anywhere about no meal plan on this in my papers. And it just give me the shipping and handling information. And I said, I'm on a meal plan on here.
No, you'll probably click the terms and conditions and actually, and it'll more than likely be there. But let me see. I can issue you a 75% refund for that $39.85, ma'am.
If I'm not going to get the vacuum cleaner, I want my $39.85 back.
I understand, ma'am. Let me see.
The order number that they put on here.
What about the order number, ma'am?
The order number associated with this mount. Do you need it?
No, ma'am. I already have your account. The order number is not... I already have the order number.
Okay.
Yes, I already have the order number, the date where the order was placed. Just trying to make sure. All right, ma'am. Give me one brief moment.
Yes.
While I check my database. I'm going to go, first I'm going to check my database, see if there's something I can do, offer you more. If that doesn't work, I'm going to go to my supervisor. Give me one brief moment, ma'am.
All right.
All right, ma'am. I did go to my supervisor and state your case, and I was able to offer you a full refund for the $39.85. I can input that refund now, ma'am. Give me one brief moment.
Okay.
Give me one more brief moment, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, your account has been canceled, so you won't receive any further billing or shipment of any kind. I also have your cancellation number. Now, if you have a pen and paper, I can give that to you, ma'am.
I have it.
All right, ma'am, that cancellation number is C as in cancel.
Okay.
9192. And the last number is 9.
Okay, let me repeat that. You got C9192829.
No, ma'am. 9192686629.
Okay, and then go over the whole thing one more time.
Yes, ma'am. That's C as in Charlie, 9192686862, and the last number is 9.
Okay. I got that.
All right, ma'am.
Now, do my bank want me to call them back about this? Do I need to call them and tell them this, the first portion is a scam? Or you want me to do, you all will take care of that?
Well, we already refunded it. But I'm sure it's not a scam. It's more likely just a wrong inputting of the error. It was showing up as a Dyson vacuum, was supposed to be showing up as a meal plan.
Well, I don't even see a meal plan as one of the options.
No. The Dyson vacuum option was supposed to be the meal plan option. Yeah, it's computers. But thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful rest of your day, ma'am.
Well, thank you for helping me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.